Hey, it's Randy Miles. I am on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we're going to spend a little time talking about credit scores, the ins, the outs, the ups and downs, literally.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, in 21st century America, you need a decent credit score to get around, not just for borrowing money and things, but, you know, they check credit scores now for jobs and other things as well. Insurance, they can affect your insurance rate, so you need a good credit score.
Right.
And yes, we want to talk about, like you said, the ups and downs, the ins and outs. They're there, but you know, there are a lot of different types of credit scores. If you have access to your credit score through your credit card company or your bank or some other means, you notice those scores are different. Why is that? I mean, these are the kind of things we're going to try to handle, Randy, during this series that we're going to do. And there's going to be information in there for both the advanced and the beginner. So hopefully we're going to deliver good content. But let me give you the basis right now for episode one, so to speak, the foundation. And that is, you have a right to the underlying data that impacts your credit score. So you own that, and you have a right to know what they're reporting. The data collectors and the data providers have a responsibility to report your data accurately, and you can challenge anything that you say is not accurate. So that's the fundamentals we want to start with. You own your data, and what's reported has to be accurate, and you can go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. We've got a couple of links there that can give you more information and how to do that, cites the law and all of that. But that's where we want to start. You own your data, and what's reported has to be accurate, and you can challenge whatever's reported.
Oh, that's good stuff. Thanks so much, Mansa. I'm looking forward to this series.
All right.